Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. We discuss issues that affect your life, as well as the way that you view the universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then, well, you can get to the phone, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations and the internet which carry Science Fantastic. Let's say, for example, you're having dinner with the kids one day, and they ask you a question that was mentioned in class, in science class, that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Well, if I were you, I would get to the phone and call 612-564-8135. You hear a machine, you'll be able to leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and have your thoughts heard on national radio and the internet. And for that matter, why don't you put your kids on radio? Give the telephone to them and they can ask that question. Or maybe you're walking down the street one day and you look up. You look up. You do something that people rarely do. People rarely ever look up. Their head always points toward the ground when they walk. And when you look up, you realize that there's a moon up there, that there are stars hidden behind, and you begin to realize that there's a whole universe just waiting to be explored. And so once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move right on, and let's take the first listener phone call.
My name is James. I live in Liberty, Michigan. My question is, where do neutrinos come from?
Well, you ask a question that is actually worth a Nobel Prize. If you could figure out the dynamics of neutrinos. So first of all, what is a neutrino? Well, back in the 1930s, it was realized that the neutron, which is one of the building blocks of matter, is unstable. Left by itself, it'll decay into a proton, and it'll decay by emitting other particles, like, for example, an electron. But that doesn't quite work. A neutron cannot decay into a proton plus an electron. The numbers don't come out right. The quantum numbers don't come out right. You need a third particle. A fourth particle, I'm sorry. And that fourth particle, to balance all the equations, is the neutrino. Now, the man who cooked up this idea, I think it was back in the 1930s, was Nobel Prize-winning physicist Wolfgang Pauli. And he said, quote, "I have committed the ultimate sin for a physicist. I have predicted the existence of a particle which can never be seen." You see, the neutrino is elusive. It's a ghost particle. A neutrino can go through light years of solid lead. In other words, if our solar system were made out of solid lead, some neutrinos would go right through. That is incredible. In other words, right now from the sun, Your body is being irradiated by billions upon billions of neutrinos, and you don't feel a thing. That's right. Neutrinos are emitted by the sun, and you don't feel anything because it's a ghost particle. It's a particle that is very elusive. And if you have a supernova, when a star blows up, you ask yourself a simple question. Where does most of that energy go when a star blows up? And the answer is neutrinos. But these are ghost-like particles, particles that can go right through your body and you wouldn't even know it. So why are physicists so concerned about neutrinos? Well, there's not one neutrino, but three. At least three types of neutrinos, and they can actually turn into each other. And so a neutrino of one color can actually turn into a neutrino of another color, and this is called neutrino oscillations. And exactly how this is done impacts upon the nature of matter itself. And that's why it's worth a Nobel Prize. If you could figure out the dynamics of how three neutrinos can turn into each other. Why is that important? Because we have something called the Standard Model. The Standard Model of subatomic particles says that there are at least three neutrinos, plus quarks, which make up the protons and the neutrons, plus what are called Yang-Mills particles, W bosons, Z bosons, and they mediate the weak interactions. However, the Standard Model of particles cannot be the final theory. Because, well, first of all, it's ugly as sin. It has 36 quarks and antiquarks. It has three identical generations of subatomic particles. And it has 20 or so free parameters that you can tune, like tuning the dial on a radio. And so the theory is unfinished. So where does the Standard Model and where do the neutrinos come from? Well, this is a theory. It's not verified, but the theory is it comes from something called string theory. String theory is actually what I do for a living. It's the idea that there are tiny vibrating strings, and each vibration corresponds to a musical note. And these musical notes, like a violin string, corresponds to particles. Why do we have so many particles? Why do we have neutrinos and quarks and neutrons and protons? Because we have different musical notes that you can make on a tiny vibrating string. And so, what is a subatomic particle? Nothing but a vibrational mode of a vibrating string. What is physics? Physics is the harmonies you can make on these vibrating strings. What is chemistry? Chemistry is the melodies you can make when these strings bump into each other. And then what is the universe? The universe is a symphony of strings. And then is what is, quote, the mind of God? This is what Albert Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after, a theory that comprehensively described all space, time, matter, and energy in the universe. If this theory is correct, this means the mind of God is cosmic music resonating throughout the universe. But as I said before, there's a Nobel Prize, in fact, a shelf full of Nobel Prizes, if you could figure out how this all fits together. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, hi, this is Michelle from Daytona Beach, Florida. The call letters are WNDB 1150. And my question is, what causes the planets to rotate? And what causes them to stay in place and in position? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question because, of course, everybody knows that the Earth does rotate. That's why we have 24 hours in a day. And the solar system also consists of rotating planets. But why? Well, let's turn back the clock. If you turn back the clock to 4 billion years ago, the solar system was not the way it is now. It consisted of a gigantic ball of hydrogen gas. And we see these balls of hydrogen gas in outer space. They're called protostars. Well, Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll discuss the meaning of the rotating solar system. You are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We had a phone call coming in, and she was asking, well, why does the Earth rotate? Why do we have day and night? Why do we have 24 hours in a day? And why do all the planets, for that matter, rotate, revolve around the sun in the same direction? Well, to answer that question, you have to turn back the clock. When you turn back the clock 4 billion years, you realize that the solar system did not look like the solar system of today. It was a gigantic ball of hydrogen gas. How do we know that? We see these in outer space. When we look in outer space with our telescope, we see stars in all stages of their life cycle. And so we can test many of these theories of stellar evolution by simply looking at the various stages in the evolution of stars in the nebula that we see in outer space. So first you start with a ball of gas, hydrogen gas, and gravity slowly begins to compress this ball of hydrogen gas, which is about 1 light year in diameter. As it compresses, it starts to spin slightly. In other words, think of an ice skater. When an ice skater brings his or her arms in closer together, you speed up. And that's called the conservation of spin, conservation of angular momentum. The faster you spin, it means that the tighter the circumference of curvature is, that you're bringing your arms in, making your body thinner and thinner. So as this ball of gas slowly begins to rotate, gravity begins to compress it. And as gravity compresses this ball of gas, it starts to spin. Finally, it spins and compresses into a pancake, a very small pancake. And out of this pancake, we have smaller bodies condensing, because when rock particles touch other rock particles, they stick together. And that gives you the planets. The planets then lie in a plane called the ecliptic plane. The ecliptic plane is the plane of all the planets that go around the sun. Now, tonight, if you go outside and you look at where the planets are, if you have a star chart, or you have a cell phone with the planets located on your cell phone, then you see that the planets are in a line. Actually, this line is a plane. It is the ecliptic plane. All the planets lie in a plane looking very much like a saucer. And as they rotate, okay, as they rotate, they get more and more compressed by gravity until it finally stabilizes. And that's why we have the solar system. The solar system is a byproduct of gravity compressing this ball of gas to a disk, and the disk itself is spinning very rapidly because of the conservation of spin, or the conservation of angular momentum. More precisely, the velocity times the radius of this rotating disk is a constant. So if r, the radius, goes down with compression, the velocity v goes up, because the velocity times the radius is a constant. And that's called the conservation of angular momentum. And that's why the solar system spins the way it does. Now if you look at the planets individually, you realize that all of them spin on their axis more or less in the same direction, except for Venus. Venus is an oddball planet. It goes along the ecliptic plane like all the other planets, except on its own axis, it spins backwards. That's right. It's the only planet who, on its own axis, spins backwards. So we think that once upon a time, Venus collided with another piece of planetary debris, reversing the intrinsic spin of Venus, because Venus actually rotates around its axis in the, quote, wrong, unquote, direction. So that's the origin of why we have the solar system, why the planets all spin in the same direction, because of what is called the conservation of angular momentum. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Frank Puma, 720 Las Vegas. My question is, if we're all held together by the sun's gravity, what's pulling the moon away? I've read that we're losing, it goes away about an inch a year. What's pulling it away? And my thing is that I think it's mathematically impossible for us to be the only life in the universe, let alone the galaxy. Thank you.
Okay, well, you're absolutely right that the moon is leaving us. However, it'll take, of course, billions of years before it finally leaves the gravitational field of the Earth. Now, this was first actually shown by Isaac Newton when he came up with this theory of gravity. Gravity is the force which holds the moon to go around the Earth. However, the moon is not exactly circular. That's the key. If the moon were a dot, if the moon were a massive dot, then it would not leave the Earth. And you correctly pointed out that the moon leaves the Earth at roughly an inch a year, approximately. So the moon is leaving us, but if the moon were a perfect dot, it would not leave the Earth at all. However, the moon is not a dot. It's actually shaped a little bit like a football. Believe it or not, when you look at a picture of the moon, it doesn't look like a football. But it's not exactly round. And Isaac Newton showed that an object which is shaped like a football, its stable configuration is when one end of the football faces the interior of the soul of the Earth, planet, Earth, Moon system. So in other words, one face of the Moon always faces the Earth. Now, when you think of the man in the Moon or the rabbit in the Moon, you always realize that it's the same man. It's the same rabbit. The man in the Moon that you saw as a child is the same man in the Moon that you see as an adult. It never changes. You've never seen the backside of the Moon, unless, of course, you've seen pictures from the space program. In other words, one side of the football always faces the Earth. Why? Because of tidal forces. That is the most stable configuration of a football going around the Earth, where one side of the football, the sharp side of the football, faces the Earth. Now, Newton then showed that this configuration is unstable, and it means that as time goes by, because of the conservation of angular momentum, the Moon actually leaves the Earth slowly in a spiral. Okay? And by the way, this was then calculated hundreds of years ago by ancient astronomers. They knew that Newton's laws of gravity meant that the Moon was gradually moving away from us. But let's now turn back the clock. If you could reverse time, and so the Moon spins in the opposite direction, it means that the Moon should come closer and closer to the Earth. That's right. And that's how early astronomers were able to calculate the age of the solar system. If you know the fact that, let's say, the Moon leaves the Earth at around an inch a year, that means that since you know the distance between the Earth and the Moon, the Moon is roughly over 200,000 miles distant from the Earth, you can then calculate the age of the solar system. You can calculate the time when the Moon left the Earth. In fact, this is how we do it. One way to get a rough estimate of how old the Moon-Earth system is to run the videotape backwards. And so, we know how many inches are the distance between the Earth and the Moon. We know how many inches they are. If each inch corresponds to 1 year, then you can then calculate the age of the Moon lunar system as well. And so the moral of the story is, tidal forces keeps one side of the Moon always facing the Earth. You've never seen the backside of the Moon unless you've seen pictures of the space program. And it also means that the price you pay for that is the Moon is slightly leaving us in order to conserve angular momentum. And by the way, I still remember years ago when the Russians first put Sputnik up into orbit. It created quite a sensation. And the Russians soon after that actually photographed the backside of the Moon. At that point, I still remember many science magazines said, ha, it's a fake. The Soviets are faking it because we've never seen the backside of the Moon. And so why should we believe the Russians when they say they photographed the backside of the Moon? Well, the Russians were right. We were wrong. The Russians did, in fact, photograph the backside of the Moon. Okay, well, let's take another commercial break. And afterwards, we'll continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to get on national radio and the Internet. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out because a lot of people are dying.
Trump highlighted the challenge posed by the longstanding hatred between Israelis and Palestinians. President Biden maintains his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas for two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And it mentions the fact that I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, 5 of them. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. What we physicists want to do is complete Einstein's dream of finding an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. That is, give meaning and understanding to this great universe of ours. Why do we have planets, stars? Why do we have gravity? Why do we have nuclear energy? Why do we have all these fantastic sources of fascinating discoveries? Well, it should all come from one equation. It's amazing that on one sheet of paper, one sheet of paper, you could write down all of Einstein's theory, plus the nature of the subatomic particles that we see with the Standard Model. One sheet of paper. Why should it be that way? Why not just one equation, 1 inch long, that summarizes that one page, and that one page in turn summarizes stars, galaxies, neutrinos, quarks, particles. It all comes from one theory. Find out more about the quest for the theory of everything by getting a copy of my book, The God Particle, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, let's move right along now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Doctor. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from KDON, KWON in Las Vegas, Nevada, talk radio. You probably answered this question before. I'm a new listener. Do you believe in UFOs and life on other planets? I believe there is. I believe this planet may blow up at some point, nuclear war or whatever. What is your opinion on that? Can we sustain life on another planet? And do you believe that there already is many multiple lives on many planets in the universe, which is so vast? We've had multiple sightings over here over the years, and we're near Area 51, and just wanted your opinion on that, Doctor. Thank you.
Okay, well, let me add my two cents to this thing. First of all, I'm a physicist, so I like to look at the data, the hard facts, and then, of course, we like to speculate on the basis of some of these facts. First of all, we scientists have detected 5,000, count them, 5,000 exoplanets, planets going around other stars. On average, when you look at the night sky, when you look at the night sky tonight, on average, every single star has at least one planet going around it. This is amazing. We now have a census of how many planets there are. Now take a look at our galaxy. Our galaxy has 100 billion stars in it. And then the question is, on average, every single one has a planet going around it. So how many planets are there in our backyard, in the Milky Way galaxy? Well, it's on the order of 100 billion. So we have a huge number of planets going around stars in our own backyards in Milky Way galaxy. And then how many galaxies are there? Well, the Hubble Space Telescope has given us a way of calculating the density of the universe. And using that equation, we can then calculate that there are 100 billion galaxies that are visible with the Hubble Space Telescope and now, of course, the Webb Space Telescope. So, ta-da! The final question is, well, how many planets are there then? Well, the answer is 100 billion times 100 billion. That is a huge number.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135 or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, we had a question about UFOs and UAPs. What are they? Where do they come from? And so on and so forth. Well, the short answer is, I don't know, but I'm a scientist. And we scientists like to look at hard data. And by hard data, what do I mean? I mean multiple sightings by multiple modes. In other words, not just one person saying, I saw something. I saw something up there. Look, look, look in the sky. No. Multiple sightings by multiple modes. Not just eyesight, but detectors. We're talking about infrared detectors, sonar detectors, radar, detectors that give us tangible information. Unfortunately, almost all the data that we have are eyewitness accounts of somebody seeing something in the heavens. Well, maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But where's the data? Well, there's been a sea change in the last few years when Navy pilots have registered many of their statements, which were, of course, kept classified. But finally, due to pressure from the United States Congress, an ocean of data has been revealed showing that, yes, Navy pilots for years have been tracking these things. Sometimes they track these things for days, for hours. And we now have metrics. That's the key. We now have a way to measure the data from these videotapes. We find that, first of all, these objects, whatever they are, travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20. That is 5 to 20 times the speed of sound. Second of all, they zigzag. They zigzag, creating G-forces of several hundred. That would, of course, crush the bones of any private individual. And so probably they are mechanical of some sort or a life form that could withstand all these tremendous G-forces. Then these objects go against the wind. Some people say that these objects are weather balloons. Well, maybe some of them are. But they also go against the wind, and that's not what weather balloons do. Next, these objects can go underwater. They can apparently fly in the air, rocket into outer space, but also go underwater and no one knows how they do it. And then the question is, what technologies exist on the earth that can account for these things? Well, we don't know. It turns out that we have something called hypersonic drones. Hypersonic drones have been making headlines because the Russians are using them against the Ukrainians. That is, missiles that travel many times faster than the speed of sound, but are guided and can zoom in on a target, evading radar and evading detection. And so already hypersonic drones are being used on the battlefield. Some people say that maybe, just maybe, these sightings are of hypersonic drones of a superior force. We don't know, but it's possible. Hypersonic drones can also go between 5 and 20 times the speed of sound, so that's something to consider. But there's another possibility. And the other possibility is, well, maybe they're optical illusions. Now, how can that be? You've seen the videotapes. We see something up there zipping away, going underwater, dropping 80,000 feet within a matter of seconds, going up to Mach 20. These are all metrics that we now have that we didn't have a few years ago. And so what could possibly do that? Well, look at it this way. If a butterfly were to fly in front of your field of vision, but you don't know the distance, you don't know the distance between your eye and the butterfly, well, you assume that if it's close, then the butterfly is just fluttering in front of you. But if that butterfly is really miles away, hypothetically, miles away, then it is zipping across your field of vision, going faster than the speed of sound, breaking all barriers, and it's nothing but a butterfly. So in other words, is it an optical illusion caused by parallax? We'll talk about some of these things after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or go to my website to find out what I'm doing. mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, before the break, we had a listener phone call asking about UAPs and are there intelligent life forms out there in the universe? Well, first of all, when I talk to my colleagues, who are also professors of physics, about UAPs and UFOs, sometimes their eyes glaze over and they kind of like look into the heavens and they sigh. And you begin to get the feeling that they think it's all nonsense. And if you ask them why, they say that the distance between stars is so great that it would take thousands of years for a craft to go between stars. Well, take a look at our Saturn rocket. Our Saturn rocket was the most powerful rocket, and it would take 70,000 years for a Saturn rocket to reach just the nearest star. Just the nearest star, 4 light years away, would take about 70,000 years. So they say, no way that these alien crafts can leave the Earth. But you see, I think there's a flaw. There's a flaw in that reasoning, because that assumes that the aliens are only maybe 100 years more advanced than us. And sure, if you are just 100 years more advanced than us, then going across the heavens is impossible. You have to break the light barrier. Who can do that? And so there's got to be a different way to reach the stars. Well, there is a different way to reach the stars, and that's if you have energy, what is called the Planck energy. The Planck energy is a quadrillion times the energy of the Large Hadron Collider, our most powerful machine based in Geneva, Switzerland. And if you can harness that power, you have the ability to open a gateway to another universe. Think of Alice in Wonderland. The gateway for Alice was the looking glass. She stuck her hand through the looking glass and went from Oxford to this fantastic world called Wonderland. Well, the guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland was Professor Charles Dodgson. He couldn't write under his real name because he was a professor of mathematics, so he wrote under a pseudonym, Lewis Carroll. But he was a mathematician, and he knew that there are shortcuts. Shortcuts to the fabric of space and time if you could drill a hole so that the looking glass becomes your vehicle by which to cut across thousands of light years to another sector of the galaxy. So, is that possible? Well, in principle, yes, but you would have to be very advanced. Much more advanced than just 100 years more advanced than us. We physicists talk about type 1, type 2, type 3 civilizations that may have the power to open up a wormhole. A type 1 civilization is planetary. They control the weather. They control earthquakes. They control any form of planetary energy. Sort of like Buster Crab and Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon's world would be the world of a type 1 civilization. Then there's type 2. A type 2 civilization controls the energy of a star. They play with stars. They colonize a sector of the galaxy. That's similar to Star Trek. Star Trek would be similar to a Type 2 civilization. And then there's Type 3, galactic. They control the galactic space lanes. They have the energy of 100 billion stars, the world of Star Wars. Well, if you are members of the Galactic Federation, then you may have access to the Planck energy. And the Planck energy would be the energy necessary to open up a gateway between universes. So what's the catch? The catch is, of course, you would have to have fantastic amounts of energy, comparable to the Planck energy, which in turn is the energy of the Big Bang, the energy of black holes. You would have to have the ability to play with black holes. That's one problem. Another problem is stability. You want to make sure that these objects are stable so that you can go through them and not have the wormhole close up on you. And third, of course, you have to prove that these things actually are in fact consistent with the laws of physics. And that is something that we still are working on. And so, in other words, they could be out there, but if they're type 1 or type 2, and they can simply play with the Earth's atmosphere or play with perhaps one star, they simply don't have enough energy to go between different star systems. And that means that they're probably not going to visit us. Now, one day, we may encounter these civilizations, and I personally think that we should keep our identity a secret. Because think of what happened to the Aztecs when they encountered Cortez and the conquistadors in Mexico. It didn't take much for Cortez to demolish the Aztec civilization. So I think that we should keep our identity a secret. That we should not advertise our existence to aliens in outer space until we know what their intentions are. If we find out they're peaceful, if we eavesdrop on their conversations, and we find they're peaceful and they're willing to share their technology with us, then sure, let's open the floodgates. But if we find out that they're like the Roman Empire, conquerors, able to suck the technology of surrounding civilizations, then I say, well, maybe, just maybe we should not advertise our existence. There's something called the SETI Project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Many of my friends are leaders of the SETI Project. They listen passively. And that, I think, is okay. I think it's okay to listen, but to reach out to these alien civilizations, I think, nope, not for me. I think we should keep our identity a secret until we find out what their intentions are really like. Okay, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.